AM 910 WJCW with Carl and Ellick, 8:15 Wednesday morning. Time to check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy, who joins us from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Mr. Hall.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Ellick. It's good to see you both in the studio this morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day today.
Yeah, all things considered, that's a great smile day today.
Today's a day worth smiling about. If you're not smiling today, then stop smiling. I mean, don't smile ever again, but today's a day that's worth smiling about.
All right, even though we do have to talk about real estate.
That's true. We'll smile our way through it.
Let me read you this. This is the first four paragraphs of a news story I read this morning about real estate. Elon Musk is once again ringing the alarm on the U.S. real estate sector. Quote, he said, commercial real estate is melting down fast. Home values are next. He made those comments in response to a tweet by the Kraft Ventures founder David Sachs, who said that a big chunk of commercial real estate debt was due to mature soon. Musk had previously warned that cracks could appear in property markets following turmoil in the banking sector. For instance, he said the commercial real estate sector was by far the most serious looming issue and cautioned regional banks could experience a wave of defaults because of their huge exposure to that sector. Hmm. Your thoughts on his thoughts?
Well, I think that Elon Musk is a brilliant human being, and I think that he goes way out on the limb. I mean, he goes for the furthest extreme mm-hmm. in his predictions, in his mode of operation, and how he pulls his business together, and I have a lot of respect for that. But I don't see it quite as drastic as he's making it out. But he has a set of lenses that I don't have, guys. So just keep in mind that Elon Musk is probably one of the top people in the world that has a set of lenses on what's going mm-hmm. on, or a barometer of what's going on. But I think that for sure commercial real estate has suffered, and through the pre-pandemic. I mean, commercial real estate has not recovered in its entirety since the Great Recession.
2007, 2008, 2009.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. In its entirety, it still has not recovered correctly. And so then the pandemic threw it into a whole different dynamic because the people who were holding commercial real estate debt didn't know what to do. They didn't know what they could do. They didn't know what they should do. So they did nothing. So people ended up working from their houses. Offices did not get occupied and still to this day have not even returned near the capacity of what they were. And those buildings have gone basically, in theory, just abandoned, not abandoned, because they have to clean
dormant,
it. They got
to
keep,
so to
yeah,
speak.
There's dormant, right. And so, yes, I think commercial real estate, I think he's right about that. I think it's been a real challenge, and I see it being a challenge going forward. And as soon as this, all this stuff shakes out with our federal government and the debt ceiling, and if the kids are going to go back to paying their student loans or not again, because right now $5 billion a month is being fed into our economy, artificially stimulating our economy, because the student debt is not being repaid on student loans because there's a moratorium on that, and the Supreme Court is going to hear that here in June, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. and that'll drive a lot of stuff to happen. I mean, $5 billion a month in this economy is a lot of money, and I think that the housing market is going to suffer along with commercial real estate to some degree, because as interest rates continue to migrate up, and they are there, I believe we're going to get another rate increase in the near future, because evidently their stimulus is not really stimulating it anything. People are still spending money.
It's held inflation down, but at the price of, you know, higher cost everything.
I mean, you know, I get amazed every time I go to the grocery store. I mean, this is no joke. Every time I go to the grocery store, I'm amazed at the price of stuff. Now, ketchup used to cost $2 for a thing of ketchup. Now it's like $5.50 to $6. I mean, ketchup, everything's gone through the roof. So wait to see what happens with pistachios. But anyway, we're not even going to go there right now. But back to the real estate market, is the compression on housing market has been mainly the interest rates have made affordability untouchable for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a lot of people. And not only that, they've kept people from putting their homes on the market, because why would you give up a 3% mortgage in order to get a 7.5%er?
Exactly.
Nobody's going to do that.
Yep.
Why would they do that? Why would you reduce the size of your house by 50% to pay more money on your mortgage payment? Nobody's going to do that. So till we get either the psychological impact of the mortgage interest rate covered mm-hmm. in people's psyche, you know, where they understand that this is the way it's going to be. We're going to level out around 5.5%, and that's how it's going to play out for the next 10 years or so. Till people get used to that, that we're going to be still fighting the affordability aspect on the real estate market, and something's going to have to change. And Elon Musk is probably right. Home values are probably going to go down.
The commercial aspect, again, which is what he was talking about initially, that, as you said, has been sort of in a dormant state ever since the Great Recession back in the late aughts there, too. The ability, though, of the average individual, the homeowner, if you would, to swim against these tides is almost, they can't do it. There's a lot of things that people simply aren't able to do now concerning home ownership.
They're not doing it. I mean, Carl, our credit card, as Americans, our credit card debt has gone through the roof.
Oh,
I mean,
of course.
We're at one of the highest credit card debts in the history of them monitoring that. I mean, that doesn't speak well. If people are living off their credit cards, I mean, they're already getting $5 billion. Some people are getting, you know, their share of $5 billion a month that they're not having to pay those $400 and $500 a month student loan payments right now. They're not paying that. So where's that money going? Because the America's not saving it, because pre-pandemic levels, savings were running around 9%. Now we're less than 3% on our savings.
That's not just an American problem either.
It is not just an American problem.
That is the world's biggest problem right now.
It is.
Along with climate change.
I think that we have a worldwide recession in theory when you chill it all out, shake it down, I think, and unpack it, I think it's a worldwide recession. But that's me just going, I'm being over the top right now, kind of like
a little freakonomics from Bill Hall.
Elon Musk got me started. But anyway, so, you know, there's a lot that's going to have to happen, but there's a lot that's going on in the economy that is being stimulated by federal, programs that are soon coming to an end that happened during COVID that were put into place. They're coming to an end very, very quickly. And when they do, I think it's going to shake out to be a little hairy out there for the economy, whether it be selling real estate or selling balloons. I think you're going to be in the same, you know, aspect that's going to pull back a little bit. And we're going to see that tightening and that recession feel is going to feel a lot more like a recession, I think, as we go into the fourth quarter. I mean, already people are planning layoffs for the fourth quarter. These corporations are already talking about it.
What are your thoughts on rent to own?
I think my thoughts on rent to own, if it makes sense, do it. If it doesn't make sense, don't do it. But a property on the market rent to own, why would they do that when they can just sell it or they could just rent it? And, you know, I mean, rental properties do really well. In fact, a lot of people in our area who are investors who bought homes, single family homes that put them on the market, a lot of them have put their properties up on the market now to capture some of this good retail sales on houses while the market's still good. But I think it's going to come down, and I think house prices are going to come down. And I think they have to come down in order to make affordability more, because interest rates aren't going to.
Yeah, that interest rates, too, because as I said before, I bought a house probably $70,000 more than I should have paid for it. But we were mid-frenzy.
Right.
But we had high price, low mortgage rate.
Right.
So we were like,
let's get it. It made it worth it.
Now, you can't have high price
and high
mortgage rate. Nobody's going to bite on that.
Right.
You know? And
that's what we're experiencing.
Mm, crazy.
For the most part. Now, there's some parts of the country that aren't experiencing it as much, but for the most part, across our region here in the Sun Belt, we're experiencing a slowdown overall. We're seeing less houses come on the market, obviously. We're seeing less multiple offers and homes sitting on the market for longer than we would have thought that they would need to.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day when people were selling houses in Detroit for $5?
No.
Well, there was a time several years ago.
I wish I would have been there.
Everybody had moved out of the
worth.
I mean, literally, the neighborhoods are deserted basically because of 2008. They just let it go, you know.
Yeah. Sounds like a case of the zombie foreclosure.
Yeah. And, you know, I saw a whole bunch of things literally for $10, $100. And people were buying them.
Just to pay the taxes.
Yeah, just to have it. And now I'm thinking, man, if I'd have done that and we hit that big high note, I'd have been like, yeah, I'll sell that for $500,000 that I paid $10 on. But, you know.
Or if you would have bought Xerox when you were a kid.
There you go.
You'd still be the
same. And if mom hadn't thrown out my baseball cards.
I love the fact that she did that. It made you the man that you are.
There you go. Thank you very much. Bill Hall joins us weekly at 8:15 on Wednesday.
So.
to bring us information about real estate in Northeast Tennessee. So how do folks get in touch with
you? Well, that's easy. My office number is 530-7077, but the best number to get me is the 423-946-7575. Again, 423-946-7575 is the best number to get a hold of me.
Okay, that's Bill Hall, the real estate guy. Buyers and sellers flock to him. That's why, too. 946-7575. Talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.